The Scuderi Group, developers of the revolutionary Scuderi Air Hybrid engine, has secured important patent protection for 5 key pieces of engine technology. This brings the total number of patents to 62 pending and 35 issued in more than 50 countries. These patents bring the Scuderi Group closer to absolute worldwide protection of air hybrid intellectual property. With me to talk about this news is Stephen Scuderi, patent counsel and vice president for the Scuderi Group. Stephen, what does each of these 5 new patents cover?
In total, the five patents cover the work we have done on our engine with regards to sizing the engine at full load conditions. So we've nicknamed them the full load patents. But there are basically 5 specific inventions that are used to enhance the performance of the Scuderi split cycle engine under various conditions that are actually going to be utilized during our prototype building process.
Could you just briefly summarize what these patents cover?
Sure, I'd be happy to. As I said, there are 5 specific inventions, and they are as follows. There's the first one is the I believe it's titled knock resistance for Scuderi split cycle engine and method, which basically protects or describes the features that promote resistance to premature combustion during turbocharging of our particular engine. Premature combustion, another word for that would be knocking. And so that knock resistance is very important to the engine because it enables the engine to be overpressurized during turbocharging and therefore downsized a great deal. The next one off the top of my head would be the Scuderi split cycle engine with helical crossover passage, which basically describes and protects the particular geometry in the crossover passage itself that helps promote the mixing of fuel and air as it enters the combustion chamber. Scuderi split cycle engine with early crossover compression valve opening. In other words, in that particular patent, the feature that is protected is opening of what we call the crossover C or crossover compression valve, which is the valve that controls flow from the compression cylinder into the crossover passage itself on its way to the power piston in the power cylinder. By opening the valve early, that is by opening the valve when there is a negative pressure differential across it, it ultimately enhances the performance of the engine in terms of increasing flow rate and increasing efficiency. The fourth one would be the spark plug locations for the Scuderi split cycle engine. And the spark plug location in the Scuderi split cycle engine is very important in how it's located in terms of being able to get the proper combustion of the fuel-air mixture itself. And finally, there is a hydromechanical valve actuation system for the Scuderi split cycle engine that is especially adaptable to actuating the what we call the crossover E valve or crossover expansion valve, which is the valve that controls flow from the crossover passage into the power cylinder or expansion cylinder. And that one is a system that allows for extremely fast-acting variable valve control. So that's the 4 or the 5 features that we have thought very important to protecting of our full load engine, our naturally aspirated engine.
Why is this significant to the development of the first prototype of the air hybrid engine scheduled to be completed later this year?
It's significant because it adds further protection to the engine as we move forward, as do all of our patents. And it's also significant because it means that we have been able to solve the issues with regards to what these inventions are designed for. So that means that we have had further progress in our technology and are getting much closer to finishing up the first prototype, which we're all very anxious to see.
And how does this latest news impact the Scuderi Group's global patent portfolio overall?
It's significant because these patents are going to proliferate into many patents. I should actually call them inventions rather than patents. The five items that I've listed are actually inventions, and they will. The each invention carries with it, ultimately will carry with it, a suite of patents to protect it, because patents protect on a country-by-country basis. So essentially the first set of patents that we've filed are in the United States and what we call patent cooperation treaty, but in about 18 more months, that patent cooperation treaty will then proliferate into the various countries that are members of that treaty, which are very numerous. Ultimately, you're going to have approximately 50 patents per invention in about 2 or 3 years down the road. So you're talking, you know, five inventions now, which will ultimately end up being approximately 5 times 50 or 250 patents protecting this engine worldwide.
I've been speaking to Stephen Scuderi of the Scuderi Group about five new key worldwide patents for Scuderi air hybrid engine technology. Thanks, Stephen.
You're welcome.